Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we have a lot of talent in the studio. We have people you probably know in this community, because in this studio, we have Cheryl Johnson. Cheryl is a retired Astoria School librarian, and she and Jen Ruda, who is vice president of the Astoria Public Library Foundation, are going to be talking about the Pennies for Piggies fundraiser starting at our local schools right away. And we also have in the studio Kate Deeks and Ann Orney. They are both with Write Astoria. At the Astoria Public Library, the Write Astoria Writer Showcase is actually happening tomorrow night. The first time the writers will be reading their writings for the public, and that's from 6 to 8 at the Astoria Public Library. So today the show is all about writing and reading and books and the importance of that in our community. So first I want to introduce you to Cheryl Johnson. Hi, Cheryl. I'm so happy you're here.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
And I'm excited to hear about Pennies for Piggies. And Jen Ruda, very nice to have you in the studio today.
Thanks very much. Happy to be here.
And we're going to be talking with them first about Pennies for Piggies. In the second half of the show, we'll be talking to Kate, but I'll introduce Kate Deeks right now. Kate is the founder of Astoria, of Write Astoria. Hi, Kate.
Good morning.
And we also have Ann Orney, who is with Write Astoria.
That's correct. Good morning.
Good morning. Cheryl Johnson, for those people in the audience who may not know you, although you've had a very high profile as a wonderful community volunteer over the years in all kinds of ways, please tell the listening audience a bit about yourself.
How I got into how I happen to be sitting in your lovely lovely theater this morning. It was my great joy to be the library media specialist at Astoria Middle School for almost 20 years. And then I was a library media specialist at Astor and at Gray and at Lewis and Clark for a brief time before I retired. So now I'm retired, which means that I get to do fun things in the community like volunteer on the foundation board. And also, because we're going to be talking about kids and libraries today, it is also my joy to be the grandmother of three children, two of whom are in Astoria Public Schools.
Excellent. And Jen Ruda, please tell the listeners about yourself.
Thanks, Donna. My husband and I moved to Astoria a couple years ago with our two daughters, and one of our first stops was to the library to get library cards. It was in the summer, and the kids were very excited about the summer reading program, and ever since we've been participating, and I'm just delighted to be on the foundation board to help with this renovation.
So you're both on the Astoria Public Library Foundation Board, and there have been some changes at the library. So, Cheryl, why don't you catch up maybe some of the folks listening who don't know what's happened and what's been happening at the library and what's going to be happening.
We are pleased to have a brand new library director, Jimmy Pearson, who's bringing lots of energy and enthusiasm to the library. And also, simultaneously, there is this wonderful Library Foundation Board, and just recently the Astoria Public Library celebrated their 50th anniversary, and that was just this month. That was a wonderful, joyful event, and a very beautiful launch to a commitment that those of us sitting in this room, along with a lot of other folks in Clatsop County, have made. We are beginning to do the fundraising to renovate the Astoria Public Library. There is already a commitment of $1.5 million toward that renovation, and then the foundation has made a commitment to raise $3.5 million. So altogether, we will have $5 million to renovate our library and to bring it into the 21st century, to do the services and the resources that it needs to be modern and serving our wonderful, wonderful community.
I know that John Gutenberger refers to the design of the library, and it was a celebration of that location. The library has been in Astoria longer than that, but it was the 50th anniversary celebration of that building, which is, I think John likes to call it modern Scandinavian design. So after studies, you know that the renovation is what's going to bring it into the 21st century. So you're kicking it off. And not only can people go into the library and learn about that, but now you're going into the schools with a program called Pennies for Piggies. What is that? How'd that come about?
Well, to get to $3.5 million, we will need lots of very large donors, but we're going to start small and start close to home and start with the children. So what we're doing is indeed Pennies for Piggies. And all of the children at Astor Elementary and Lewis and Clark and Astoria Middle School will have in their classroom next Monday, October 23rd, a very cute little piggy bank. And the piggy is sitting on a little pile of books. And we are inviting all of the Astoria School District children, K through 8, to bring in coins and definitely paper money also, and put in the little piggy bank. And so this will be a very nice way for all of the children in our community to begin to have ownership of the renovated library. So we know that we won't make millions through the children, but absolutely our goal is for participation. And it would be a dream come true for us to have every single child, K-8, in Astoria, to be able to say, that's my library, I contributed toward it, and I'm the one who helped make it into a new library.
And pennies add up. And Jen, you have two children in Astoria Public School
system. I do. In fact, my older daughter is on the teen committee that they just put together at the library. There's been a lot of effort to get kids into the library and doing things to help out. In fact, a group of high school students were around with Jimmy to help clean out the whole basement earlier this year. So already a lot of kids are participating, and the children's section is very well used. So please bring your kids in.
How long is the Pennies for Piggies program going to be happening?
The little piggy banks will be in the classrooms for 3 weeks. So like I said, beginning on Monday, October 23rd. So we have little half sheets that I'm going to go and print probably this afternoon. And they'll be going home with the kids on Friday. So the parents will get to read that over the weekend. We're going to deliver the piggy banks. Jen and I will be doing that today and tomorrow to the classroom teachers. So on Friday, the notes will go home to the parents, and on Monday, the little piggy banks will be in the classrooms, and we'll run it for 3 weeks.
And so there'll be a piggy bank in every classroom.
Exactly.
At Lewis and Clark and Astor and the middle school.
Yes.
In the middle school, I believe it'll be in the seventh period classroom.
Right.
Okay. And how will the teachers explain this to the students? I mean, I think this is the most exciting part. Suddenly, you come to school on Monday, and there's a big pink piggy bank in your classroom.
I had an opportunity to meet with the staff at each of those three buildings and talk about the project with them. And they're very excited. I think as educators and as county residents, you know, everybody understands that the library is really the heart of the community. And when it was my privilege to be the library media specialist at the middle school, there was a certified library media specialist in each of the buildings in Astoria School District. And unfortunately, there are not certified libraries in public schools anymore. So the role of the public library in the community and in the education of our children takes on an even greater role than it even has had in the past.
Well said. That's true. And I think that this is going to excite kids. A penny makes a difference. Pennies make a difference. And you're right. It's about ownership. It's about empowering these children to say, you know, I was able to give something, whatever it is. And so this is my library.
And a penny or a nickel or a quarter, they all add up. And for them to be able to go up there and put it in their little piggy in their little classroom. And even the middle school teachers were enthusiastic. We're doing a real simple little competition that the classroom at each grade level that raises the most money will have a little celebration in their school library, and we'll do some activities and we'll do some refreshments. And the middle school teachers have a lot of energy and enthusiasm, and I think they're going to do some competition with each other that will make this really fun.
How did the Pennies for Piggies idea come about?
I think our outreach committee put our heads together and we thought, how can we get out there? And like Cheryl said, we wanted to start small with the kids, and then we'll be looking for big donors too. Well, that'll be wonderful. But we wanted to make sure all the kids had a chance to participate. And then we found this adorable piggy bank and couldn't help ourselves. So that's where the pig came from.
And Willis Van Dusen is the chair of the Astoria Public Library Foundation Board. And Willis actually mentioned at one point, he remembers that when they were raising money for the Astoria Column, that they collected coins from the kids. So he sort of planted that seed for us. And then Patsy Osier, who is also a retired school librarian and is on the board with us, Patsy volunteers, is a volunteer reader at Astor Elementary 3 days a week, And because they're not librarians, but instead part-time instructional assistants shared throughout the district, Patsy volunteers at Astor 3 days a week and reads to every single solitary classroom. And she's the one who went online and found these adorable little piggy banks that we're in love with.
Good. I hope the piggy banks are big enough. I think this is going to be a very successful thing. I think people are going to be excited, the children and the teachers, about this whole thing. And Cheryl, you mentioned before we went on the air that something that some people may not know about library cards for children.
In Clatsop County, children birth through age 18 are eligible for a free library card. And I think there are a lot of families in Clatsop County who aren't aware of that. So even if you live outside of the Astoria, city limits, your children can still come to the library and check out books for free. So that's birth through 18, and whichever is your closest community library. So it could be Astoria or Warrenton or Seaside. And the family just needs to come in and show ID, and the children can have free cards.
And there are also storytelling sessions. I mean, there's quite a bit that's going on at the library right now. And maybe we should mention what the new hours, too, what's happening at the library hours at the library.
Now open Mondays. We heard from the community that would be a valuable resource, and now Jimmy made that happen. So come in on Mondays. And they'll be closing at 6, so we lost the last hour, but open every day but Sunday.
Okay, so from what time in the morning?
Man, you're really quizzing me.
Uh-oh, okay. All right.
9 or 10.
Okay. 9 or 10 in the morning until 6 every night. And that is Monday through Saturday.
Correct. Saturday closes at 5, but yes, much improved. And I know from so many people in the community that Mondays are going to be very popular.
I think that's true. I know that I myself have driven past the library on Monday. It's like, oh, I forgot. I've gotten to the door and, oh, they're closed on Mondays. But now they're going to be open, which is great.
Other fun things happening at the library, especially in this outreach to kids and teens and to young people. On Wednesdays, there is a dog there. You can come and read with a dog, which is just one of my favorite activities there. And for young kids who are maybe reluctant readers, to come and read to a dog who doesn't judge your reading is a very sweet thing to do. And Jimmy and the folks who are working at the library now are especially near and dear to me, reaching out to teens. They've created this really awesome area upstairs, which is where the teen literature is. And they just got in brand new purple beanbag chairs. And they're just making the whole library friendly and accessible, you know, to children, but especially to teens.
I know. And the teens, that's their area. No adults. I mean, it's for teens. So clearly they're really, really looking at what the community wants and needs and filling those needs right now, which is really exciting.
And also for history buffs, Jimmy's done a wonderful job of digging into the basement and finding these well-preserved artifacts. We have a fantastic historic collection, kind of like the rare book room at Powell's. And I think if you're interested in that sort of thing, please come down. I'm sure Jimmy and the team will be happy to show you what we have. Books definitely from mid-1800s. Some of the earliest books that were ever put in the library are in the record and are available. So please come look at that.
I agree with you. The Astoria Public Library is the heart of this community. And the Pennies for Piggies program is really exciting. I can't wait to hear how it goes and some of the stories you're going to hear and some of the things the kids will say about it. So we have to keep track of some of those. Well, thank you, Cheryl and Jen. And I'll touch back with you at the end of the program if you have any other things you want to mention about Pennies for Piggies. But again, the Pennies for Piggies program will start this Monday. Announcements will go home to the parents this Friday. And then every school child at Astor, Lewis and Clark in the middle school will be able to, and seventh grade, will be able to participate in helping the renovation of the Astoria Public Library. Good on you. It's a great idea. And if you've just tuned in, this is Talk of Our Towns on KMUN, Coast Community Radio. I'm Donna Quinn, your host, and we've been talking about the Pennies for Piggies program, a fundraiser for the Astoria Public Library's renovation. In the first part of the program, now we're going to go to the second part of the program and speak with Kate Deeks, who is the founder of Write Astoria. We'll find out what that is. And Ann Orney, who is a member of the Write Astoria writing group. So, Kate Deeks, before we talk about what Write Astoria is at the Astoria Public Library, please tell the listening audience a bit about yourself.
Oh, I'd be happy to. I've been at Astoria for just a couple years, and like Jen, one of the first stops I made was the Astoria Public Library. Actually, at the Liberty Theater, they were taking information from the public on how to renovate. So just from the first day, I got sucked in, and through the library, like you said, is accessible all of Astoria. So now I'm a proud member of the community and spend a lot of time doing work for the foundation, but also I'm the chair of the Astoria Advisory Board. And I do write Astoria, and I also work at the community college as a writing instructional assistant at their library.
Oh, wow. What a wonderful addition you are to the community. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And Anne, please tell the listening audience a bit about yourself.
My name is Anne. I was working on a couple different projects, writing projects, and another friend was a member of Write Astoria. She told me about it. She bragged about the group, and I showed up, and I've been coming ever since.
Well, Kate, what is Write Astoria? Because tomorrow night is this first ever showcase of the writers from 6 to 8 at the Astoria Public Library. But what is Write Astoria? Let's talk about what that is.
It's true that I'm a founder and the facilitator, but without me, it would still go because these writers are so amazing. I feel like I came into a community of really passionate, creative, interesting minds, and it's really been a pleasure to play in the showcase and get to show off what I know they have to offer. The Write Astoria has been meeting the last 2 years. The format I came up with when Amy Kreider at the library asked me to make a writing group was to have people come with whatever they have. It's not genre specific, and kind of share their process as a writer and hear from like-minded writers. We do a meditation to sort of keep in the positive spirit of giving and sharing. But really anything goes, and we're very serious about not taking ourselves too seriously. Hopefully it's not too intimidating for a lot of people.
Well, a lot of people, I think, are writers. Everyone has a story, for sure. And however, they are intimidated by going and sharing their work with anyone, and yet they would like to get some feedback. They'd like to have some support. So what you have created then on the first and third Wednesdays, correct, at the Astoria Public Library, and what time is it?
From 5 to 7.
From 5 to 7, first and third Wednesdays, you've created a group of supportive folks who give feedback to people on their projects and ideas. Although it's still a drop-in class, correct? I mean, it's not really a class. Yeah. It's really more just a...
It's a group.
Okay.
It's a family.
And there was no group, no writers group before you got here?
That's an excellent question. Amy asked me because Don Hutton had led a group at the library for a little bit of time. And then it had disbanded for multiple reasons. And then when she asked me to do it, she just imagined kind of doing the same thing. I had actually seen the sign for the writing group at the library and done the same thing I hear from many of my writers. Oh, I should go to that, but it's scary. So when Amy said that, and we just kind of jumped in, Dawn started coming, as did some of the other writers that used to come to that group. I know Anne had a different group too. So it's for them. It's not for me. And then we kind of made changes here and there, but really it's just kind of a loose form group for us to come together and be creative.
Well, I think a lot of times when people move into a new community, and we are having a lot of new folks coming into this community, they look for a way to get involved. But there are sometimes already like book clubs that are closed to other people or writing groups that are private. And so for you to have created this 2 years ago and still going strong and bringing in new people all the time and have a welcoming place to land, that's really important.
I feel like it was really important. I just kind of designed something that I would want if I was going to go. And it must have touched a note because, like you said, we've been going for 2 years. I was doing it initially once a month, and I was demanded to do a second one. So that's why we do it twice.
So it's not actually a writing workshop where you give people prompts and you say, now you need to write this. However, I would imagine that as people are given the support they need for their projects, that they then feel like they want to write more and that maybe there's that little accountability piece. How does that work?
You got it. You should come. it's that Astoria magic, I think, because so much of what we do is timing. I call myself a facilitator just because I help put pieces together. When people come, it's amazing the overlaps we have in our projects, even though everybody's so different, different ages, different backgrounds, from here, not from here, working on poetry, working on prose. The overlap we have is the magical part. So when we share ideas and talk to each other, it's really energizing. And I think it gives a lot to each other to just be in the same space and work over big ideas.
And you have a core group of about, what, 10 people who come typically?
Yep. And funny that you say that. We have 10 readers for the showcase, and I'd like to read their names really quick because I'm
absolutely
so proud of them.
Absolutely. No, we have time.
Excellent. Our readers tomorrow at the showcase from 6 to 8, Joy Diamond, myself, Kate Deeks, and Orny, who has a book at Beach Books, Life Pushing Through. It's a beautiful poetry collection. And she's been such a rock star helping me plan this event. Angela Stephen, Jane Tucker, Alyssa Graybeal. And Alyssa wrote a really great piece in Hip Fish about Wright Astoria and the showcase. You should check it out. Bruce Jones, City Councilor Bruce Jones, also on the foundation board. Dawn Hutton, Poppy Newmark, who knows everyone, and Kimberly O'Brien.
I think what's important is that that this is something where people respect each other. And so it doesn't go further. I think we're all so afraid of criticism. And yet we want to hear someone say, oh, I really love that sentence. You know, though, I wonder if you used a different word, how would that work here? And so it's, in a way, you're really figuring this out together. So typically, if someone shows up then, what can they expect to have happen? If they walk into the library, maybe they never have written anything, or they've written some things and they don't know what to do with it. What's going to happen?
That's the most important person to me, because if you have an impetus and you feel like you're going to go, but you're still tentative, I really try and bring that person into the group. I'm going to make sure to acknowledge them, make sure they know what's going on in the group. I'll say, hey, you know, if you brought a piece, that's great. You don't have to read today. We usually read for about 5-8 minutes. You can ask for feedback. You can not get feedback, whatever you like. And then I'll make sure they feel included. It's hard to move to a new place. I moved a lot. And I want Astoria to be a home. And part of being a home is being welcoming. So if I can do a small part of that for something as tiny as a writing group, I want that person then to get something out of it. So then they come, they feel like they're part of the group, then they can share as much as they want to. And I've had a lot of first-timers come in just that scenario. And usually they start coming, but if they don't, you can get a lot out of just coming once. Man, everybody's so brave in this town. People read the first time, and we're always blown away. Kimberly just started coming recently, and the things that she reads are just amazing. All of our writers. But yeah, so you come in, you're part of the family instantly. I'm not going to defer between you've been here a long time and you haven't. Some of us do obviously work together outside the group, but just come and check it out.
Well, it's an affirming thing to
yes.
do. And I always think about what Plato said, which he said, how do I know what I think until I hear what I say? And I think many times we need to read and have other people listen to us. I mean, it's storytelling. I mean, we're tribal people,
yes.
really. And so this is a way of creating a tribe,
yes.
a bit of a tribe. And so we try things out. You know,
I'm writing that down. That's a really good.
And then we get feedback. So, Anne, how has this impacted you being able to be part of Wright Astoria?
I really do feel like it brought me into the writers community here. It helped me establish relationships outside the group as well. And it did hold me accountable in a certain way to my stories that I'm writing that need to come out. Every week I have someone that's like, hey, did you finish that piece? And I go and say, hey, did you finish that piece? Because I'm excited to hear how their stories are working out, their prose and their poetry. So it is a part of that library magic that you feel when you're there. And I'm very thankful for this group.
Yeah, and I think we need deadlines, really. We need accountability. That's how things happen. It's very few people have the iron will, the discipline to really say, I don't care when I'm just doing this. It's like, no, you've got it. And that's another way. I think I know that when I have written for publication, I have said to myself, well, it's as good as I could do with given the time frame, because, you know, it could have been better if I'd had a longer time. Well, maybe not. But the fact is, it wouldn't have maybe happened if I hadn't had that deadline.
We talk about how a piece of writing is never done. It's just so great to be in a spot and share some of those little bits that we've all gathered about what's true about writing. And then sometimes it's the opposite of what's true about writing to somebody else. And that's informative as well.
And writing is healing. I mean, all forms of art are healing for our spirits and our bodies and our minds. And research shows this more and more all the time, that we must engage all of our senses and do these things. So, well, it's very exciting what you're doing. Tomorrow night, the first opportunity to hear the Right Astoria Writers with the Right Astoria Showcase. And that's tomorrow, Thursday, October 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. So we just have a few minutes left, so I want to go back around the room and talk with Cheryl Johnson again about Pennies for Piggies and ask her if she has any other thing she'd like to talk to to folks about.
Well, libraries absolutely are awesome, and they are the heart of our community. And especially for children and teens, libraries is the way that you become a lifelong reader, and libraries lead to, even more importantly, becoming a lifelong learner. And we are blessed to have a good library with a great library director in Astoria, and very, very much looking forward to raising this $3.5 million to renovate that library. And we do want our children to be lifelong learners and lifelong readers. So Pennies for Piggies is a great way to involve the kids, and it is our heartfelt desire that every one of the children would be able to contribute, even if it's only a nickel or a quarter.
Thank you, Cheryl. Jen, Ruta.
Yeah, help your kids. If you've got a grandson, have him empty the dishwasher, give him 50 cents for the drive. Really encourage the kids to participate and help make that happen. Thanks.
Absolutely. And Kate Deeks.
Yes. I obviously, as a member of Foundation, I'm very excited about Pennies for Piggies. We will also have the model of the library, which we unveiled at the 50th, and I will be asking for donations as well at our showcase. And I really wanted to thank the sponsors, South Crow Studio, Shalane Moore, who designed our beautiful poster you're seeing around town, Three Cups Coffee House, Carly Lackner is going to give us refreshments, and everyone should go there because it's a magical place too. And of course, Astoria Public Library, the home of Right Astoria, and Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy.
Okay. We love Jimmy Pearson here. Oh my gosh.
Kate, if people are ready to give right now, but don't have access to a piggy bank, can you tell how to do that online?
What a great question, Cheryl. Yes. Astoria Oregon Public Library Foundation. If you Google that, we'll come to our website. Or if you go to our Facebook page, we have a link there. They can give online right now.
Oh, great. Anne?
I just wanted to thank you so much for having us on today. I'm really proud of our group, and I'm really excited about the showcase, and I hope you all can make it. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, thanks all of you. I know that as a child, the library for me was sacred. It was my home away from home. And those books took me on journeys. I read about Tibet when I was, you know, and I could go there. And so not only do we want them to be lifelong learners, but they have the opportunity to experience worlds which they may never, ever, you know, be able to do through reading, through these books. And so all of you who are involved with the library, thank you so much. Really important. And I hope you will, that those of you listening to this program will come to the Right Astoria Showcase. We'll encourage the Pennies for Piggies program with all of the children that you see here in this community. And thank you all so much for everything you're doing. Exciting. I'll
thank
be there
you.
Tomorrow
thank
night.
You,
you bet. Terry Wilson has been our engineer extraordinaire as usual. Thank you so much, Terry. And my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment to take a deep breath. It's good for your mind, your body, and your spirit. And then focus on the things that are going well in your life. There will always be those things that aren't going well. When we turn on the news, it can be very discouraging. But focus on that deep breath, on gratitude for the things that are going well. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, the only one, and for doing the best you can, everyone is, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.